consensus issues for the moment. We'll touch them again. I think I need a bunch of things to look at. The last thing I think I gave was Makabua, right? Those Makoros, they're Okeach. Yes? Mordechai. What?
Okay.
Yeah, it's open. So that, I gave those, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So just to add, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Lamed Amud Aleph, did I give you that? Shnayim Amrim, until Nizdaka Ploni? Okay, good. So let's do that. And the Chidusha around the Adrama there? Okay. Also, Choshem Mishpat Simin Yud Tes. And the Ksos Sivkatan Base, Piskei Tshuva Sivkatan Dal. Yushalmi Sanhedrin Gimel Yud? Okay, good. That's where I'm to, or we did more?
That was it.
Okay, so also just add the Rama. Simon Chaf Hey, it's a very long Rama. Mostly I want in the end when he talks about if you're on the, you know, if you're the two, or the, if there's a two versus one verdict, and it's a mistake, so what, you know, how do you that's what he's about a little bit. How do you calculate the malpractice liability? Right? For both for the people who are on the wrong side but who we possibly like, as opposed and the person who's on the right side. I mean the third guy. So Simon Chaf Hey Gimel, thank you. The Ramah there. The background, of course, is again that Gemara and the Russian Sanhedrin, Perek Dalet Simen Hay, and the Shach, Sif Katan Lamed Ches and Lamed Tes, and the Or Zarua, if you get a chance, Simen Samach Beis, the end of the piece, and Samach Gimel in Sanhedrin. Also the Ksos there in Simen Chafei, Sif Katan, I believe it's Yud Beis, if I can read what I wrote. The Siva Sifkaton Yud Ches and the Piskei Tshuva Sifkaton Yud. Alright? Also, just after that, we'll speak more about this, but at least for this part of it now, the Gemara in Hei Omid Beis, Echad Amar Eini Odeya. We have to talk about that in Mamanus and in the Pashos, but for now we'll start with the Mamanus part. Echad Amar Eini Odeya, that whole Shakamataria, the Rambam in the Raivid Parakhes, Halacha Yud Beis. Meaning Kol Sanhedrin, the Adrama, the Meiri, the Chiddush Yaran on that Gemara in Hei Omid Beis, the Meiri on Chaf Tes Omid Aleph in my Meiri, it's on page 97. Talmud Haramban, if you have access to it, on Lamed Aleph. That's one of the Sanhedrin Gedola, see those black books. If you have a chance, they have the Talmud Haramban. That's an important one. What? Oh, it is in the Kovitz too. Okay, good. Lamed Amud Aleph. And Choshem Mishpat, Simen Yud Zayin, I believe. Is it Yud Zayin? Yud Zayin? Yud Gimel Zayin. I'm sorry. Yud Gimel Zayin and Simen Yud Ches Aleph. And also just to look at the Ran in Masachet Shavuos on a totally different issue. But in the context of Shavuos Ha'edos, I just think it's an interesting parallel. When the Edom say Eini Odeya in Shavuos Ha'edos, right? So that's the Ran in the Gemara. It's on the Sugin Shavuos Lamed Aleph Omid Beis. It's Yud Dalet Omid Beis in the Dape Harif Dibra Maskel in the Ran Bepnei She'enan Yecholim. Okay, and we'll probably add a few other things. That's two issues. Number one, what is the status of Eini Odeya? Is Eini Odeya a statement or non-statement? Or does it matter the context, basically? That's really what we're trying to figure out. And, you know, when we say, Dayan Sha'amar Eini Yodea Masif and Aleim Dayanim, so what does that, how does that figure into what we're discussing, which is, you know, whether you need three Dayanim, two out of three, etc. Okay, and also, of course, the problem of Bezin Dota, Bezin Shakol comes up in that context, because if you're, depending on how you calculate it, obviously, if you have a Bezdin, and you know it's two against Eini Odeya and you're Masif and Aleim Dayanim, obviously that makes four, unless you really still count him. And if you count him, then why do you not care that he you know that he's just why not just say that he's overridden Miman Shach? So is it Kisnayu, Kilisnayu? Is it more complicated than that? What's going on with the Dayan of Eini Odeya regarding those two issues? And I said we'll expand a little more on that as well. Probably do that sugya, and then maybe we'll skip after that to Talmud al-Yoreh, and then we'll try to, you know, whatever we skip, we'll try to do very make a couple of quick horos on, but mostly that'll get us to Heyamid Aleph, Heyamid Beis, Vavamid Aleph, etc. Okay, so that's the plan, etc. We're right now going to go back to where we were. So we've been discussing, I hope everybody had a chance to see the Marmokomos that we were already discussing. The question of Hochid the Mamon, oh, if you can see me after Shir also for a second. Hochid the Mamon Achar Harov, just in case I forget. Okay, so we have basically what so far? Yoni, what have we been doing so far? We have this Gemara. Our Gemara says what?
Says that
the Hochem B'Mamon Achar wrote is certainly Kavachomer Nefashos to Mamonis, which is why if Shnayim Omrim Zakai Echad Omer Chayev or Shnayim Omrim Chayev Echad Omer Zakai, we paskin like the majority, correct? And the question that the Rishonim discussed was
why Shmuel makes a statement that in Hochem B'Mamon Achar wrote, so how is that not, why don't we use the Kavachomer from Nefashos that we should use?
How does this fit in with the general klal ein hochem b'mamon acharov motzim chevar levaraya, which we seem to paskin like? So what we saw so far was that there's seemingly a machlokas, big machlokas between Tosas and Sanhedrin and Tosas Bava Kama, namely
Tosas and Bava Kama suggest, Tosas and Sanhedrin suggest that in general you seem to follow.
Yeah, that's the Gemara Bava Kama. Bava Basra, instead of being a klal, is really the exception. And there's something called a rov garua, something like that, right? And a rov meula adif, whatever you want to call it. But it depends on the quality of the rov, but there really is no, it's a misnomer to think that the default rule is ein holchem b'momen achar rov. On the contrary, probably the default rule is holchem b'momen achar rov. Right, but there are some roves that are just qualitatively inferior, and therefore they are the exception. Correct? That's what our Tosas seems to say. But the challenging part is that Tosas doesn't explain what is inferior about a rove. Tosas does bad about the possibility, when he talks about nefashos, of distinguishing between Ruba de Issa and Ruba de Lesa Kaman. We've already discussed that. A, that it's not a question of numbers, because the numbers are irrelevant. They could both be 60, they could both be 80, or one could be 80 and the other could be 60 in the other degree, in the other direction, right? So it's not a numbers issue. We also pointed out that if you're focused on the rove, so you know you're not just, you know, making an assumption, because this rove really does apply here. So the rove is superior in one sense, but if you're worried about the miut, and if you need to negate the miut, then in a sense, the ability to project that there is no miut b'fanecha is actually greater in Rubid Lesa Kaman than it is Rubid Isa Kaman. I'm suggesting that A, in the broader evidence in Shas, and the way they were shown in certainly Bali Tosis and Rashi in Chulin speak, definitely sounds like Rubid Isa Kaman is generally considered to be stronger than Rubid Lesa Kaman, but here and there we have contrary indications. And the question is why. And even in terms of things like, you know, Ruba v'chazaka, Ruba adiv, there are people who, you know, suggest that you can be mechalek between Ruba d'leisa kama and Ruba d'isa in the other direction. So the question is how? I mean, if you had only known, let's say, one rove, it sounds like you might have said only Ruba d'isa kama and not Ruba d'leisa kama. Rashi in, I say, Mechulin, really has two deos, whether how do we know Ruba d'leisa kama? So one day of Rashi is that, you know, I'm sorry, how do we know Ruba de Isa Kaman? So he says, one day is that's two limudim, and the other one is that it's Kavachomer from Ruba de Lesa Kaman. So the, again, you know, are they equal? Are they different? If they're different, in which direction? But certainly, even if, there seems to be a lot of evidence that even if you hold that, you know, if there's going to be one rove, the rove is going to be Ruba de Isa Kaman, that nonetheless, once you know that there are two roves, that in certain things, Ruba d'leisa kaman is superior. And, or, another variation of that is what I just said, which is, maybe if you only knew there was, you know, one makor, or there was one rove, you would have thought it was Ruba d'leisa kaman. But once you know that there's more than one rove, then actually Rabbi Delesa come on the superior. Again, we're not learning clearly now, so I'm not going to show you all the evidence for that. But if you look at the Rishonim in different places, there are some, you know, echoes of those ideas. And the question is, how could that be? But the answer is clearly in the direction that I was, pointing to before. And that is that if we're talking about the very existence of a rov, you know, having impact or relying on a rov, so Rubid Issa Kaman is much more reliable than Rubid Leisa Kaman, because, in Rubid Leisa Kaman there's an additional step. And that is that it's all very abstract, it's all theoretical. You just don't know whether or not you're in a global, what gives you the right to be global, basically. You know, you're in a particular concrete situation, and what gives you the justifies, you know, looking at this from a global point of view. Whereas Rubid Issa Kaman, the justification is right there. So if you had only maybe one rov, or with regard to issues that have to do with that step and with the concreteness of the rov, rov superior. But when it comes to the question of saying that the miut is kaman delesa, or not having to contend with the miut, or being able to project that there's not a miut lefanecha, as far as that is concerned, once you already know that there's a yesod of rov, maybe Rubid Leisa come on a stronger. Anyway, I think that's the yesod. That's my, I can't say that I've seen it, you know, so much, but, I mean, I've seen the phenomena of, you know, Ruba de Issa and Rubid Leisa come on being at cross purposes that I can document without great difficulty. That this is the pshat is my suggestion, but I really believe in it strongly, for better or for worse. Anyways, Tosas themselves here do not explain why the rov of Bava Basra or Bava Kama. What is the rov of Bava Basra? What's the rov of Bava Kama, by the way? Avram? What are the cases? Here we know it's Dayan. What's the Bava Kama?
Bava Basra is talking about when you sell it to Zviya or
whether you sell the animal to Liradia,
it's
a working animal. Or it's the shechita, and because the problem is if you sell an animal, v'nim sanagchan, is that considered to be a mekach tos, right? And what's the sugya in Bava Kama about?
whether the kad and the pug is the same.
Yeah, well, the people call linguistically. What do people mean when they say kad and chavis? Okay. Anyway, so that's the. So Tosas gives us an important yesod, and it's an important yesod for two reasons, right? Number one, for the reason we said before, the most important reason is that it gives it establishes as false what seems to be a yesod gadol klal b'kol Torah kula, which is ein hokam b'momen acharo. And according to this Tosas, it just isn't true because it's the exception rather than the rule. In addition, this distinction, whatever it is, becomes very important. So again, if we were to think that it was a numbers distinction, that would be fine, except it doesn't seem that way. Anybody in the world can understand the difference between, you know, an inferior, superior rove in terms of the numbers. But if we're talking about some other factor, not the numbers, not the percentages, not the probability, so then, it's much more subtle. So we mentioned the Kuntras Sveikos. We mentioned the Bach, which is also quoted in the Kuntras Sveikos and also quoted in Shev Shmaitza. The Bach, by the way, is in Simen Choshen Mishpat Simen Reish Lamed Beis. Bach says that there are two roves in the case of Radia, right? The roves of the Chefta Shel Shores are in one direction, right? The roves of people who buy is in the other direction, and basically the idea is that instead of just having a rove, you know, to be motzi mamon, you have a stronger rove, a preeminent rove, you have a weaker rove, and then you have a cheskas mamon, right? So that's the problem in for the Bach. The Kuntras HaSveikos quotes this. The Shev Shmaitza and Kuntras HaSveikos quote it. Shev Shmaitza says, look at the Kuntras HaSveikos. You know, he rejected it. Yeah.
There's Presumably, Rabbi thought the same. You would say the same for dina nefashos.
What do you mean for dina nefashos?
Would
it be the same?
Presumably. Is that is the deciding factor?
It's hard to know. But again, that it gets to the question also whether there isn't a cheskas aguf equivalent in dina nefashos. But could be. But just to highlight a little further, so the kuntras hasfekos, again, all of this is in klal vav. The whole klal vav in kuntras hasfekos is yisav mi divrosav binyan ein hocham b'mamon acharov. And the question also that he asks, that he discusses there, which is very critical to us, see in a moment, what are the questions of kuntras hasfekos discuss? And what's that? Spek zekel. We'll get that to in a second, but kimli. Can a person say kimli kimiut neged rabin? This is going to be a very important issue. Right? Can a person say, oh, it's true the majority, most poskim say it this way, but kimli kedas, and what are the rules of kimli become a very interesting again, window into what I would call the Elu the Elu issue. That's how idiosyncratic, what are the conditions in which you can make that kind of a point. So the Kuntras hasfekos, when he quotes this when he quotes the Shita of the Bach, well, we'll get back to that bigger question in a couple minutes, but when he quotes the position of the Bach, he asks several questions on it. Anybody see that? And Vav Aleph? Anybody see that? Quote starts off Enoch Obama Harov, he quotes Tosis in Sanhedrin. But Ra'isi Babach, Sin Reish Lamed Beis, Shehevi Sham, Divrei Tosis Halalu, Bir, Divreyam, Dimishim Hachi, Ruba Laraja Lav Ruva Ma'alya, Shekeneged, Adam Echad, Shekona, Mea Shvarim, Laradya, Ish Mea Bene Adam, Shekonin, Asor Shvarim, Lishkita. Right, that's the, so there are two robes there. So then he asks, Dvar Velu Tmuin Beinai, Share the Shas Pare, Chasam, Al Rav, Meisha Shanisarmala, the name of halakha harov nashim v'rov nashim besulos nisos whom yishar shonaga chasapara name halakha harov paros v'rov paros misabros v'yaldos v'bahanach ruba leke lefrushe al derech shepira shabach. Right? So what's the answer to that question? That's a good question. Right? If the point is that there are two homes, and that's the reason why this is why we say ein hokam b'mamon acharov. So basically, how can you bring rayas from anything else? Ah, Robbie, what do you think?
So asserted that there's the same reason why every robe is geruah. That particular robe is geruah for this particular reason.
Exactly. The answer is the Bach knows that the point isn't that there's no robe. It's what we said the other day. But the Bach's idea is there remains a preeminent rove. Right? Again, we're talking about Mekach Tos. So since we're talking about Mekach Tos, the focus is going to be, it's, a person buys a shor, benimsa nagchan. Right? And the question is l'radya or l'shchita. So what we're saying is if the Bach was saying there's no rove, or he was saying something very specific, that this particular rove is weak, and it's the only weak rove out there by virtue of the fact that there, is a competing rove, then in Achanami, the comparison to other things would be, completely unreasonable. But obviously the idea behind the Bach is that this is a preeminent rove vis-a-vis the other rove, because the focus is on this person's purchase and why he Mekartos and why he bought it. So the focus is on the Gavra and his purpose, which makes the Rov, L'Raja, preeminent over the Rov, L'Shchita. So since that's the case, the question is, okay, so you do have a Rov. That's, we have a way of deciding. Rather, the point is that it's a Rov, but to use our language last time, whatever the numbers, right, it's hard to say that there's no latest a suffix, because if we had asked the questions, you know, not from the perspective of him, but from the perspective of the Heftza Shel Shor, right, we might be giving a different answer. So that at least is enough to say, you know, there are two ways to look at this question. This is a better way, or this is the way to ask or to formulate the question. In general, I think I've mentioned this a lot in the past for people who have been here, but if I haven't recently, or for the people who are here this year, part of the issue in Rovs and Chazakas and Stakos in general is also to figure out what is the proper halakhic question. Again, we talked about it, I think, in other times. Chazaka de Mikara, Chazaka de Hashta. You have Chazakas which focus on when something changed, and you have Chazakas which focus whether things change. That's if it changed. the Gemara says, certain places, Hare, you know, Chaser Lifanecha, talking about a mikvah, Shanimda, Vinimsa Chaser, or an animal, Hare Shachut Lifanecha. It sounds like that's the Gemara's way. Again, somebody showed him say, oh, there's a rove, you know, but there's also a reyesa, or there's a chazaka, but there's also a reyesa. That's when you look at it. You're arraying the various forces against each other. However, probably a more accurate legal way to look at the question is not so much how many forces, you know, are battling out there, you know, and then you can decide about the divide and the conquer part of it, but more what question are you asking and whether or not you therefore have the right to deny change in the case of Chazaka, or to project an absolute rove. So there's a, in many halakhic situations, there's more than one way to ask the question. And assuming it's not arbitrary, but there's a better way to ask the question, that's going to dictate what the answer is. So for example, when you say, Hare Chasa Lefanecha, and especially you're interested, okay, I have a mitzvah shenimda, v'nimza chaser. So, you know, you are interested right now, you know, in a particular case. But this discrepancy between what the mikvah was when it was male and now that it's chaser raises numerous questions, because maybe there were a bunch of tvilos or negios after the tvilos that took place. So if you were to focus on each and every one, what you'd be doing would be saying, as far as this particular suffix is concerned, so freeze frame it at a particular moment, let's say at T1, you know, the mikvah was male, and at T30, we now know that the mikvah is chaser. So you might, if you're focusing on a particular issue alone, and you knew, they'd say, oh, what was the status of the mikvah at T10, or at T20, or at T28, or T12, etc. And as far as that question is concerned, maybe the right answer would be, there's a muchzakos. It changed later on. Who cares? We're not interested in what happened later. We're interested in what happened at a particular time. Unless you want to say that what happens later is a kind of an additional factor, because there's chazaka to mikara, there's chazaka to hashta, but then you're looking at it in terms of factors and forces. However, the proper way to look at it may be somewhat different. I think it's a clear machlokas, and that is, instead of saying what is the status of the mikvah at a particular time, which will dictate, you know, the result of the status of the individual or the taros at a particular time, what we're really doing is drawing a big circle around the whole thing and saying, we know that at T1 it was shalem. We know that at T30 it was chaser. It's true that we're interested in what happened at T12, but we're also interested in what happened at T14 and T28 and T5. You know, you can forget the T's if they're confusing. But in other words, there's a bigger issue here And that is not just what was the status of the individual or the taharos at a particular point in time, or numerous of them at numerous points in time, but the more efficient way to answer that question, and what we're really interested in now anyway, also because, you know, it's important in terms of people's status in between, is when did the mikvah change? Not if it changed at a particular point in time, but when it changed. Ah, the when question is different than the what question or the if question, and that's a whole different kind of a chazaka. So I'm saying here, too, when are we talking about, you know, what the proclivities of the person is who bought this, you know, particular shor, or are we talking about the status of this particular chefza, whether it was l'raja or l'shchita? Those are two ways to look at this question, but there might be a better, if it's totally arbitrary, let me say it this way, you don't gain an efficiency, or there's no more compelling halachic chalos question. So that's one thing. So then you might say, you know what, there's two equally weighed or weighted robes. But if there's a good halachic reason, either for efficiency or because of the nature of this question, or because we're focused on, you know, the gavra, not so much on the cheftza, or vice versa, so then what you're going to say is, you know, there is a preeminent rove, and then there's like an annoying, you know, other rove. But it's enough to, at minimum, establish that there's latest a safek, and that we're not going to say, you know, that we dismiss or discount completely the mia. So I think what the Bach is saying is that. He's not saying that there's no rove here, or that there's equal roves. He's saying there's a preeminent rove, but there is a chink in the armor. There's a weakness here. And therefore, we're not going to project this as an absolute. And what he's comparing it to, you have to look in each case. There are other cases or other issues where, for other reasons also, we don't take an absolutist approach, which dismisses either in terms of birur versus hachra, or even more so, lack of latest hasafek, which dismisses the mi'ah. So that's, you have to answer the Bach in a way like that, otherwise the kunsh hasfekas is right, you just can't read it in the Gemara at all. Anyways, that's the explanation of the kunsh hasfekas. The Shav Shmaitza, as we already discussed, says something different. What's his answer again, Yoni? This one is in Dalid Vav. Based on the Ramban. Isaac? Which Ramban? You didn't see it? Ramban in Kedushin about Savlanus. Yosef?
No, I haven't seen it.
The difference between, we talked about last time, I'm just trying to flesh it out a little bit more. Some of the implications. What's the difference? Why is one a rove garua and the other is a rove adif?
Teva versus hanhaga.
What?
Teva versus hanhaga.
Yeah, teva versus hanhaga. So that's the Shev Shmaitza. B'tosis perakamen Sanhedrin Dav Gimel, right, etc. B'tzorich biur. B'meshach kos of tosis deruba l'radya lo chashiv. B'lo kosum eizetam lo chashiv ruba kanach rube. B'abach b'choshim ishbet simen reishlan beish. He quotes. L'fisha keneged adam echad shekonim mea shvarim. Yesh mea b'nei adam shekonim asara shvarim. Right, l'shchita. V'kfar sigu achi harav ha-muflag v'arein rav b'byuda kahana b'kudras ha-klalim in kudras ha-sveikos v'nir l'farish l'fimah shakos of Ramban b'sefer mechamos b'kidushin gabay savlanus ruba misabli v'achakach mekadshi hikshu kivin de ruba misabli v'hadim mekadshi amai choshin l'savlanus v'chol duchti azinu basar ruba. We're not choshesh l'miyun. Because of a Ramban, of a Tam L'Shei L'Zush, Ein Rov Zed Doma L'Plukta D'Rameir V'Chachamim, Hasam Rov Chiyu V'Tebahu, V'Yafshar Ela Kein, of a Kan, Eino Ela Minag, U'Pamim Harbish, Adam Noe, Kiminag, Hamuat, Hilkach B'Makom Yisra Eish Asish, Hichmiru. That's the Ramban. So does the Ramban mean in the numbers? Again, it would be strange if he did, because our natural roves, like Tisha Yarchei Leida, or, you know, Rov Banim, you know, Achar Aviyam and so on. All those kind of things, they have miyuts, and are, you know, sometimes behavioral or social or, you know, political, you know, nohegs, which are in a particular point in time very strong. So once again, I think that the idea Elish Shanir Medivh Ramban the Gam Rov Bahai Shatoli Baratson Ubiminag Nami Midin Ruba Hava El Tabamokom Israel Shasish Ichmiru Beruba Kahai. He basically, Shel Shmaitz is adding, the Ramban didn't mean that it's not a rove, because the only rove, that would be sensational. The Ramban means that it's not a rove at all, even though there's a probability. He just means it's a weaker rove, and therefore, b'mokom isra ishasish, it doesn't qualify. Or b'mokom einokom b'momenachar rove, it doesn't qualify. Which again is another way of saying that even if on the numbers both of them should be mevararim, or one should be so strong that there's no latest asafek, the fact that it is not an objective, right, natural rove, but is one which, you know, you're choosing, even though we can, you know, guess probabilistically that you will choose, you know, to be part of the rove, but the point is that it's because it's a choice, and because it's less objective, so the ability to dismiss the miut is less as well. So that is the that's the option that the Shev Shmaitza comes up with. And again, I don't think it's in the percentages at all. The Kudus HaSfekos himself, Vav Zayin, and earlier Vav Hey, quotes the Gilyon, who rehabilitates the distinction between Rubidis and Kaman and Relais Kaman. Even though Artosis dismisses it in terms of the distinction between Mamanus and Nefashos, but the Gilyon rehabilitates it in terms of the chiluk within Mamon itself, which is kind of interesting. That is Vav. Second. The Hevi Odeya Shaharav. Hatrumas Hadeshen Simin Shin Yudalid Mevi B'Shem Gilyon. This is the Kuntos HaSfekos Vav Dalid, and then he repeats it again later on in Vav Zayin. Hevi Odeya Shaharav Hatrumas Hadeshen Simin Shin Yudalid Mevi B'Shem Gilyon Tosos Da Mokar Peros De Beruba De Isa Kaman Gam Shmuel Mode De Hochem B'Momen Achar Rov Umiyaches Sham Gam Das HaRashbam Baritzva Lazeh. Aval inyan dina hichriya dafilu beruba disa kaman ein hocham b'mamanach harov v'reyasim divrei Tosfos al Mordechai shili perakam d'ksuvos. Okay, so the Gilyon, the third answer, the third way to interpret Tosfos is to rehabilitate the distinction between ruba disa and ruba delesa kaman. And that's what he mentions also, again, also in Vav, as I say, Zion. Second. Yeah. In Vav Zion, we'll get to this in a second. What's he talking about in Vav Zion? Anybody? That's what I wanted you to look at the most. Svek Sveka? Which we'll get back to in a second. There he suggests that a Svek Sveka is a Ruba de Isa Kaman, which we'll discuss in a second too. And therefore, it's always stronger than, every Svek Sveka is stronger, stronger than a Rove. Okay, so we have the Shev Shmaitz and the Kutsa Svekos and the Bach weighing in on explaining Artosis, but the main point is that Artosis really holds that Hochem b'momenachar rov, unless we're dealing with a rov garua, and these are different explanations of what rov garua really is. So let's talk for a minute about Svek Sveka as well. So what's the background? This we talked about last year, for those who were here, but not everybody was, so we'll spend a couple more minutes, just very quickly. Rami, who wasn't here last year, what's the background of the Svek Sveka problem? You didn't see it? Should. Jonathan?
At least eight more
it's Chazar.
Last year, there's no source for state sikkah. So.
Okay, good. But before we get to that meaning, what are the Rishonim bothered by? They're bothered by the, this is machlokas or Rishonim, whether or not Svek Sveka is motzi ksuva or not. Because if you have a Svek Sveka, whether you're chayiv to pay a woman's ksuva, right, is she able to be motzi the ksuva? Let's say she should be collecting the ksuva, but there's an outside chance that she shouldn't, right? Because there's a safek, a svek sveka that maybe, she's not deserving of the ksuva. Okay, that's the question. So Tosis is machlokas Rishonim on that point. If you have a ksuva and there's a svek sveka, right, then maybe she should not collect it. So you would normally think that you would apply the rule of Avi?
Why you shouldn't collect it?
Yeah. The svek sveka, then maybe she doesn't deserve her ksuva. Right? And therefore
that she does.
What?
The svek sveka was that she wouldn't.
I'm saying it wrong, correct. There's a svek sveka that she should be able to, there's just correct. In other words, there's a svek sveka that she should be able to collect her ksuva, but it's not foolproof, right? And the question is, why don't you therefore invoke the rule of motzi mechava levaraya, right? Because gvias ksuva is gvias mamon, right? He's the muchzak, presumably, on the amount of the ksuva that he owes. Correct? So the question is, how could Tosas and ksuva stuff, Tesam and Aleph, says that when there is a svek sveka, that maybe, right? So, since it's only a svek sveka, right, he doesn't get to withhold his ksuva. She gets to be gova her ksuvas. Correct? And the Ra'ah and the Ritva, that's Tosan Tesam and Aleph. The Ra'ah and the Ritva and Tesam and Beis and ksuvas disagree. They think that in the case of Svek Sveka, we will say Motsu Mechavar Levaraya. So the Achronim there, they a lot of them quoted in the name of the Pnei Yoshua, right, ask the question, well, what do they ask, Avi? They ask against Tosis.
Yeah.
David?
Yeah, is in that if sex tape is either rogue or similar rogue, you should apply aim open to Amonatar.
Right, so the same exact point. They say if Svek Sveka is kind of a rogue, why is Svek Sveka a rogue? Let's assume for the moment 50-50, 50-50, so that's 75-25. And therefore, it's Ein Hobo, I should say, 75-25 Rov, Ein Ocham B'Mamanachar Rov. That's what you should say. That's the question. So, but Tosa says otherwise. So, some of the Achronim say, yeah, that's why the Ra'ah and the Ritva disagree. Thank you so much. Right? The Kuntzas Fekos mostly thinks that. But, as we know, this question itself is rooted in several basic assumptions. Okay, what are the assumptions, Isaac, of the question? Vulnerabilities that we could look to neutralize this question? Number one, does Svek Sveka really work midin ro? Right, that's really what we were interested in last year. Right, that's what we talked about at the beginning of the year. Machlokas Rashi and Tosas, whether or not, in the case of Svek Sveka, she'efshar levarer, tzorach levarer, or not. Right? And we also know that there is a huge debate, that's what we discussed last year, regarding what else, Isaac? What issues highlight this? Just quickly, though. Okay, a little bit. No, it definitely is connected. But before we be more basic, Dov Shesh Lomatirin, right? We say Dov Shesh Lomatirin, Afilu Be'elef Lo Batel. Meaning a rove does not win against a Dov Shesh Lomatirin. Or you wait it out. According to Rashi, at least, that's a pshat. Tosh Yochanu, Yisra Tochanu Beheter. right? So we have a beitza, let's say, a mukta, and it falls into something. You don't go by the rove, you wait till after Shabbos or Yontif is over. So there's a discussion in the Rishonim, particularly the Rajba, right? The Suffolk in the Ran, but the Rajba is very strong about the Machlokas Rishonim, a Suffolk in the Ran, and a very definitive view of the Rajba all over the place. In his Tshuva, in his Kedushim and Beitza Gimelim and Beis, in his Perushan Torah Sabayis, that when it comes to Svek Sveka, right, Dov Sheshul Matirin, even against Dov Sheshul Matirin, it works. Basically, as Jonathan said before, right, that in Svek Sveka, there's no Gemara. The Gemara doesn't say what Svek Sveka is based on. Gemara uses Svek Sveka in numerous places, but unlike, let's say, the Gemara in Bava Kama that says, "How do you know Ein Hocham B'Momen HaKarov?" I'm sorry, "How do you know Matzum Chavel Avarayim?" And unlike the Gemara in Chulin that says, "How do you know Chazaka works?" And unlike the Gemara in Chulin, you know, in the next daf on Daf Yud that says, "How do you know Rov works?" There's no Gemara that says, "How do you know Svek Sveka works?" Right. So we tried to explain last year, without going into any more detail right now, is that there could be, you know, three big approaches to how Svek Sveka works. Either Svek Sveka is a din of rov, based on what we said before, but you have to acknowledge that it's not a typical rov, it's more like a composite rov, because it's two different questions. Who says you have a right to put those two questions together? Maybe, al pi din, legally and formally, you're supposed to isolate each question and solve it. Say, Safek, Chumra. Then say, Safek, Chumra. Right? And two Chumras do not a kula make, right? And in part, that does depend a little bit on the question of Svek Sveka Misapeches, Safek Echa Beguf, Safek Echa Betaroves. Again, we're not going to go into all that right now. It's not our topic. It was our topic last year. So if you take the view, this was the Rav's suggestion in general, but Rajba basically says it in all those places pretty explicitly, and that is that Svek Sveka, there's no latest on Safek, but again, not for the percentages. Svek Sveka is both better and worse than a rove. It's worse than a rove because of what I just said. It's a composite rove. It's a rove that is made up of two different questions, and who gave you the right, or how do you know that you have the right to put a good circle around both of those questions and withhold responding or resolving each one independently, discreetly, to decide that you have to look at them together, and it's therefore a miyud and a rove. Right? On the other hand, if you can overcome that problem, maybe it is a rove, and our Rishonim will sound that way. The people think that Tshuva Sarajba says that. Tshuva Sarajba in Reish Vav, very famous piece, discusses what problem, Yonatan? Aleph Tafal, sorry, yeah. What does he discuss? The question of Cheskas Iser. If you have a Chazaka keneged is Chazak Isura, we say generally Ruba v'Chazaka Ruba Adiv. If you have a Cheskas Isur against in the context of a Drabanan, we usually paskin that Sveka Drabanan Lakula does not overcome a Cheskas Isur. And then the Rajba was asked, since those are two truths, opposite truths, namely Rov beats Cheskas Isur, Sveka Drabanan Lakula does not, what about Svek Sveka? So the Rajba said, Lo Gora Mi Rov, and the Pnei Yeshua quotes that Tshuva Sarajba, correct, Aleph Taf Aleph, and others do as well, to say, oh, the Rajba says it's a Rov, it's a composite Rov. But he doesn't really say that it's a Rov, he says, Lo Gora Mi Rov. And if you look at the Rajba in Beitza, and the Rajba in Taras Abayis, and the Rajba in Tshuva Sarajba, and frankly, the Rajba in this Tshuva Sarajba, meaning Aleph Taf Aleph, he says Logara Mi Rov, and he makes it seem like it's better than Rov, in terms of Yuchsin, right, the Malos that you need, again, last year's topics. Why? So the Rajma explains, because basically Svek Sveka, we don't treat it as a Safek. Now again, as I discussed this a lot last year, but I'll just say it again this year, because it's a very high Rov, 75-25, presumably not, because maybe even if it's maybe even if it's 60-40, right? If you take the Rajba's view, the numbers aren't what matters. It's the steps that matter. It's Al-Pidin. It's not Aleidus HaSafek. There are too many steps. Too many things need to go wrong. So if you take that view, it would be very easy to say, don't bother me with Ein Ochem B'Monach HaRov, and don't even quote the Rajba to me, you know, when it comes to Sfeik Sfeika being Motzi Mamon for the Ksuva. Okay. But if you do assume that Sfeik Sfeika is a Rov, or even if, you know, it's comparable or parallel to a Rov, so then this is a very important question. But there are still several assumptions. What are the other assumptions? So one is that Sfeik Sfeika is working Midin Rov. Maybe that's not true. There's a lot of evidence that it's not true. By the way, the other possibility is that it could be working Midin Sfeika Drabanan Lekula. Right? That's a view of the Ra'ah. In Bedek HaBayis, at least in many cases, the Ra'ah points out that many cases in Shas that are called Sfeik Sfeika are really a situation where the first Safek, right, is, you know, Lekula, Midaraisa, and it's just a Safek, it's treated as a Chumrah Drabanan, and therefore the second Safek can be Sveika Drabanan Lekula. And Shev Shmaitz and others, as we noted last year, say, oh, maybe that's the pshat in the Rambam generally, because Rambam holds Sveika Daraisa Lechumra is only Din Drabanan, mostly, although there are many exceptions. And yet he holds Sveik Sveika is Lekula, so maybe he holds that every Sveika is a Sveik Daraisa Lechumra Drabanan, and therefore Sveika Drabanan Lekula. The problem with that is, it doesn't sound that way when the Rambam speaks about Sveik Sveika. Number two, then you'd have to distinguish between Ikva Isura type cases, the cases where the Rambam thinks that Sveika Drabanan Lechumra is not Drabanan. And there's no evidence that in those cases Sveik Sveika doesn't work. Okay, so if it does work as a kind of a rove, though, so we're back to square one, what are you going to do with this case? So what else can you say about it, quickly?
Maybe it's a better rove.
Maybe it's a better rove, okay. Good, it's a 75-25er, right? That's pretty strong. But then you have to be consistent across. No, that's kind of taking like a Tosos Sanhedrin idea, but based on the numbers, right? Or, if you take the view of Tosos in Sanhedrin, you know, maybe you don't even need to go that so far, because who says that there's such a rule of Ein Ochem B'Monach HaRov? Maybe Ein Ochem B'Monach HaRov is only in a Rov Garua. Right? So that indeed is the comment, the initial comment of the Xos's brother in the Kuntus HaSfeikas. In Zion, here, that's what he says. Be'inyan Sfek Sveika, he says, Hiskimu kol achronim she'ein lahotzi ha'idei mamo me'amotzak. V'tamayu desfek Sveika lo'odif miruba v'gamu lo mahani lahotzi me'amotzak k'moshon is bar. Rav, Moreno Rav, Ibn Leib, Daito Lahotzi Mamun de Svek Sveika, Variosim Adivir Tosis Per Kamadik Suvas. Okay, I'm skipping a little bit. Right, Rav Achi Umori, Herich Harbe Bezeb Kuntras Shev Shmaitza, Vani, Bani Yusi Matsasi Kane Lahedja Bara'a, that you don't say Svek Sveika, Hilkach Nirali, Shebechinam nidchiku achronim b'dibur atosus dilasham, kein l'racheik shatosus yizbur demotzi mamun svek sveika kivet dechazina the kachalagam ken aldasa ra'ah the efshad asavri svek sveika havarov chashuv v'alderach shemachalke b'reis Sanhedrin. That line is a kuntras hasveiko saying that this question is based on an assumption that the rule is ein ochem b'mamunach harov, and therefore should apply to Sfek Sveika Huadin. And that's wrong, because if you hold like Tosas in Sanhedrin and not Tosas in Bava Kama, there really is no such rule. Right? Then he himself adds and says, Gam lefi masha shamati de Sfek Sveika havaruba de Isa Kaman shetlasa tzdade hasafek lefanenu yishlamar de Savri kedas gilyon shevesi la'el deruba de Isa Kaman mahani b'mamona. Avaladina Naktin and Kadasa Rasha Maskarnas Hara'a, the Lomahani Svek Sveka Mamon,
I'll get to that in a second. So basically, what the Kuntra Seiko says is, number one, there's a machlokas Rishonim. Number two, maybe it depends on the machlokas Tosas in Bava Kama versus Tosas in Sanhedrin about Enoch HaMomenach Haro. And number three is if you take the Gilyon, according to the Trumas Hadeshin idea, that really we're machalik between Rubidisa Kamon and Rubidisa Nelesa Kamon, so maybe we could say it's fake Sveikos Rubidisa Kamon. But of course, that is another big Kiddush. Because, again, if the charm of Rubidisa Kamon post Rubidisa Kamon is the concreteness and the, you know, awareness, let's say, that the global rove is applicable here, right? So is Svek Sveka that Stadim Heim Lifaneinu, you know, is that really, you know, Svek Sveka doesn't have the full benefit of Ruba Disa Kamon, even though it doesn't have the full weakness of Miuta Disa Kamon either, right? So the idea of the Kuntza Sveka, or what he's quoting, that Svek Sveka, since it's Rove, you know, Sveikos, and the Shikulim are Lefanecha, that somehow is Ki'isa and not Kalesa, that redefines what Ki'isa and Kalesa mean. Anyway, this is a very interesting interesting discussion. The other possibility, Isaac, what else can we say in answering this question? Well, that we've said already, pretty much, right? Either there's no such cloud, because that's what we've said, pretty much. What else can one say?
Maybe there's different kinds of being mosaic.
Correct. And here, there are two things, generally, to say. One is that when it comes to shtaros, this is a big question, whenever there's a shtar on any din Torah, are we being mosaic or being maksik? That's a general debate. It sounds like it's a machlokas based Shammai based Hillel, right? Whether shtar omid ligvos kugav dami. But as we know, the Rishonim say, even though we paskin like based Hillel, there are echoes of based Shammai here and there. And we have this argument or this issue in a number of contexts. For example, in the world of migu, if you hold migu lahotzi lo amrinan, migu lahaksik amrinan, is a migu in a case where there is a shtar, considered to be migu lahotzi, migu lahaksik. One of the other examples of this is this issue of ein hochem b'mamon achar rom b'mokom sheish shtar. So the Ksos, earlier already in the Shev Shmaitza, and then later in the Ksos, always quotes the Tshuvas HaRamban and others who quote Beis Shammai to say that ein hochem b'mamon achar rom doesn't apply b'mokom sheish shtar. So again, is that because of the Shibudim, you know, which make him a kind of a muksak and it's kind of a chatzi kinyan, or is it because the way that you look at it is that you're just being machzik the shtar and you're being gova with the shtar? What exactly is the basis for this? Not so clear, but it's a very important, you know, perspective. But there's one other perspective as well, and that is, in case other people who were here last year, yeah?
So there's no way to stop.
Well, no way to stop is what we said before, that it isn't really a robe. It's a Svek Sveka, and a Svek Sveka is likely to let it stop. But, yeah, Shua?
It's super specific, because you might say that's
You might say that when it comes, whatever you're going to say about shtaros, generally, whether it's Maksik or Motzi, you might say that Ksuba is different. And you might say that Ksuba is different in a couple of different directions. Right? Because on the one hand, Ksuba is a less concrete Kiyuv than most Kiyuvim or milva of the shtar. In that, ksuva lo nitna ligavos michayim, right? And it's not really a quid pro quo in one sense, right? A regular milva, I borrow $100, the shibud aguf, and the shibud aguf is backed up by the shibud, you know, doraisa or the shibud b'shtar. And there's something, even if it's shalom bizmana, you know, a piron or a chiyu, but, you know, I did trigger something by giving you the matan mos itself creates a certain relationship and a certain concreteness to the chol. In the case of ksuva, which is onit aligavis bechayim, and which basically is, you know, not triggered by any matan mos, you might say it's flimsier, it's more of a later chiyu. Again, it's like Reb Chaim said in the stencils, it's chiyuv lehischayev, but it isn't a chiyuv in present, or maybe it's a chov, but not a chiyuv, where we sometimes choose to formulate it. On the other hand, you might say exactly the opposite, and that is because it is a chiyuv lehischayev, so maybe it's not just a chov, it's a chiyuv. Moreover, if you take the view, which I'm very partial to, which is that ksuva is a chiyuv in ishus, meaning it protects the ishus, and it isn't just a, you know, knas, you know, for precipitous, you know, divorcing, and it's not just like an insurance policy, but it's something which puts its stamp on the ishus itself. If you take that view, then what you might say is that the ksuva is actually more concrete. And those who were here last year, we remember, I hope fondly, that the Ran, as opposed to the Ramban, and Daf Yudam and Aleph in Ksuvas, you know, the Ramban asks on in Ksuvas Yudam and Aleph, like, you know, when the Gemara is there talk about Pesach Pasuach, Matzasi, etc., the Ramban basically says, well, you should say Ein Hokam B'Momenach HaRov in the whole Sugya, you know, in Motzim Mechaver LaVaraya. And he gives an answer. But the Ran basically says the assumption is wrong. The idea that there's Ein Hokam B'Momenach HaRov, you know, here, or the Motzim Mechaver LaVaraya applies here, is wrong because, you know, you need this for ishus reasons. You need to have the ksuva. So the idea that the ksuva is actually more upfront, more concrete, in a certain sense, both as a shtar omdei ligvos, or even lesser so, just as a kiyum in the ishus, but something, therefore, that is present, and which also is a safek iser, not just a safek mamon, that idea may establish that the regular dinim of, you know, in al kambam acharon, rov, don't apply. And in connection with this, it's interesting to note that the Kuntis HaSveikos, I don't know if you picked it up in the pieces I wanted you to look at, but here in Sifkat and Zayin, he makes allusion to it. Earlier in Sif Hey, I believe, one second, Zayin, no. Earlier, he makes the distinction between matnas aniyim and matnas kahuna and other sveikos. Says the din of ein hocham b'momen achar rov. This he tries to prove for shitas harambam. Does not apply. I'm just trying to find see where it is. Here it is, yeah. In Sif Hey, he notes this, that Ein Hocham B'Momen Achar Rov does not apply V'tamati Sharei HaRambam B'Shili Perek Yad Aleph Hichas Bikurim Yolda Shnei Zcharim. This is a Safek Bechor when the Keva Zeshelo Bichra Yishto Nosen Chamesh Loim, the very famous issue. It's shtei sveikos. Hova davar racho gitem pidyono. Hare a davar mefurash demotzien mamon besvek sveika. Vafsha tur yordei hisegal rambam bezelo isigo. Avla pi amur nicha kis bar lefanenu dehad ein motzien mamon besvek sveika humitam ein hochem b'mamon acharov. The kima de matnas kahuna hochin acharov lahotzi amuch me'amuchsak gam besvek sveka azlina namotzian. So this is what he says in Sif Hey and Sif Zay. So the point of that is, I'm just giving you the example of ksuva. It's a similar kind of idea. When are situations where mamon is going to change hands, not really mamon situations, but there's a chiyuv mitzvah or a mitzad kiyum ishus that is expressed by mamon, when you have that situation, so you are taking from his bank account, but it's not really a pure Suffolk Mammon. It's a Sveika Doraisa Lechumra in terms of Iser. So actually, this is the famous, you know, discussion in the beginning of the Rajba, in the beginning of Avakama. Like, why don't you say about Safek Nezek that it's Safek Gezel that the Achronim discuss? But when it comes to Matnos Aniyim and Matnos Kahuna, the Kuntos Sveikos is at least convinced that Safek Safek Lekula or Motzim Mechavar Levaraya will not apply. Okay. The Shach, as I think I mentioned last year, in the Sefer Tokva Kohen, says that Hefsed Ksuva always depends on Iser Isha Labala, and one is held hostage to the other. If there's any situation where there's no Iser Labal, then there's always a Chiyuv Ksuva. I believe what he's trying to say is exactly what we were saying before, which is the Ksuva is a Kiyum in the Ishus. As long as the Ishus part of the Ishus is intact, there's a chiyuv mamon ksuva, because that mamon methodology is the way that we express the dina ishus. So it's only in a situation, but it goes lekula and lechumra, only in a situation where there's an iser isha labala. If there's an iser isha labala, there'll be a chiyuv ksuva, even if it defies the dina mamonis, and vice versa. Yeah.
Does that work with the whole separation, though, in the Gemara?
What do you mean separation?
In the end of test where
they
say there's an iser for him even though there's
not. No, that's not Shavinafshe Chatika de Isura.
That's that would be separate.
Yeah, that depends on how you understand Shavya, but assuming it's a kind of ischaibus or, you know, or whatever, as long as it isn't objective, it doesn't affect this part of it. Okay, so that is, just to sum up, there are different perspectives on how to understand Artosis here. Clearly, the default is Hochem B'mamon Acharon. All the Acharonim are bothered that Tosus doesn't explain what makes this Garua, and we have at least three, essentially more, explanations. And the Shav Shmaitza, the Kuntos Sveikos, Gilyon, and the Trumas Hadeshen. In my opinion, all of them are not about numbers, they're about Leidas HaSafek. And then you have the parallel question: what about Svek Sveka to be Motzi Mamon? There too you have a Machlokas Rishonim, Tosus in Ksuvas versus the Ra'an the Ritva. Kuntos Sveikos has a suggestion that it's Haba Hatalia, but it's possible to be Mechalek. Either that's Rubidisa Kaman, or Svek Sveka is superior to Rov, or what we would say is that Safek Shtaros is not Motzim Mechaver L'Horaya, or at least Safek Ksuva is either better or worse in that respect, both in terms of its concreteness and in terms of it being a Kiyum Ishus. And that's kind of what the Shach in Tokva Kohen also says, but I think that the evidence is that that might be one of the Pshatim in Tosis as well. Okay, so now let's turn our attention to the Tosus in Bava Kama, which we started learning last time as well, and that is the other direction, and that is that we do have a klal Enoch HaMamon Acharov, but the difference is Sanhedrin, and as we noted last time, right, there seem to be two components, right, in Tosus in Bava Kama. The two are not so much that. Depends what you mean by that. Not Issa Kaman, Leisa Kaman that we were talking about before. What do you mean? Kaman to Issa Kaman to Leisa, you mean, no?
Yeah.
Okay, meaning? That in the Beis Din, the Miut is Kaman to Leisa. Right? That's one factor. And the other factor is? That he mentions? To distinguish them? Complicates it a little bit more, Adam.
The inability to say okay, what about Cheskas Mari?
Yeah, because
because
Hefker Bezen Hefker. So there are two factors in Tosus. We're just not sure. Are these two different answers, each of which stands on its own right? one of which says the miut here is command alesa, right? And the other which says, well, there's no problem motzah mechaver levaraya because you have hefker bezin hefker. Okay, is it a chiddush to say there's no problem motzah mechaver levaraya because you have hefker bezin hefker? Also, why? What's the chiddush? I mean, bezin can be mafker mamon. So obviously they don't have to worry about motzah mechaver levaraya. Okay, that's an issue too. As we know, that's a big machlokas. That's the, you know, the Rajba thinks that that depends on the source of the limud of hefker bezin hefker. Rajba in Gittin, Lamed Vav, right? There are two psukim that the Gemara quotes for hefker bezin hefker. One is Kol Hashem Lo Yavo Shol Sheyomim, you know. Yacharam kol rechusha. The other was Eila Anachlos Hashem Nichalu, you know, Shua and so on. So the Rajba suggests, and the Yom Shlomo in Yivamos follows up with that, that maybe that's a machlokes, and the Achronim discuss this independently, the Ksosa and the Sivas. Can Hefker Bezin Hefker only be Mafgir? Can also be Makne? Maybe. But I think more basic than that. Yeah, Avi.
If it's a Cheska Momon, it's a reason why they shouldn't be moving the money.
Say again?
Cheska Momon might be a reason why they shouldn't be moving. They shouldn't be just being money in this money. Just
why?
Since there's a chazkat mamon, it might be a reason to keep the money where.
I mean, why would they do it?
Yeah.
You're saying it. Oh, I see what you're saying. You're saying it's a little bit like it little begs the question a little bit. I mean, we're trying to figure out whether or not Bezdin. We should go by Rov Bezdin, and we're saying a factor as well to Kamer Levaraya. So it's true they could overcome that, but the question is, should they overcome it? Right, it's a factor in halacha, so they should. Okay, but they have conviction, or at least the two out of three have conviction. But I hear that. Well, I think what you're saying and what I'm saying are close anyway. And that is, it's true that Bezin has the koach to be mafkir mamon, but usually that's when they consciously try to be mafkir mamon. In other words, if Bezin decides to be mafkir your mamon, they can do that. Right, but the idea that every psak of Bezdin, right, is implicitly, you know, operating on the potential to be mafkir mamon to solve the problem of motzah mechaver levaraya. That's not obvious. Maybe they need to do it consciously. Maybe they need to assert it. Either way, the implicit hefker Bezdin being the yisod of Rov is certainly not something that is obvious. You're saying they shouldn't, and I'm saying, you know, there's no evidence that they are. Okay. So, if this were two different things, we'd have to explain both of them. If not, and it's one, then, you know, which one is the dominant one? Is it that it's command alesa, and therefore you have the whole Bezdin, and the Bezdin is mafkir? Maybe, what do you need that for? If there's no opposition, what do you need hefker bezin hefker for? But, yeah.
Can I also point out something else before it?
Yeah.
So there would also be a massive expansion of the powers of hefker bezin hefker to any even shloshah yotos. Alma, which is a yosef, let's say it's known as the bezin gadol. That was
and mebezin alimta.
Yeah. Why would Tosfot? Is it clear when Jose Mafke Minay that they're referring to Hefker Bezin and Hefker? Or maybe a koach of Bezin in general when it comes to din that people appear in front of them to be able to do things, to be able to facilitate the case?
Well, they have the ability to do things, but to be Mafke. Tos does seem to say that's about being Mafke Mamo, no?
Rabbi thinks that the Lashon of Bezin and Mafke Minay are Mafke's invoking Hefker Bezin and Hefker?
Not necessarily, I hear. Maybe, but it definitely is. It is definitely speaking about the koach lo tzimam.
For sure, yeah.
In din, at least. Yeah. So maybe, this. I think you're getting at what I'm trying to get at a little bit, which is that maybe Tosfos doesn't mean that there's no problem of motzah mechaver levaraya because it's implicit or potential hefker bezin hefker, as much as Tosfos is trying to say that's what Dayanim are. Right, Dayanim are there to decide, you know, the case. Not me didn't hefker bezin hefker, but to assert their you know, to enforce and to assert their power in this particular case. What does it have to do with, assuming it's one and the same, what does it have to do with, let me say it the other way. So if you say it's one halacha, but the second halacha is the ikar halacha, so then you might say, that's what Dayanim are doing. Dayanim are deciding the case, and that's what they're supposed to do. Therefore, they're not subject to the din of Ein Hochem B'Mamon Acharov. And for that reason, the miyud is kamandalesa. Not because really the miyud is kamandalesa, but because, you know, we're not worried about the miyud, since that's what din is. But objectively speaking, if you ask me, is the miyud kamandi isa or kamandalesa? It's still kamandi isa. We're just treating it as kamandalesa, meaning we're discounting the factor of motzah mechirah of raya, not because of hefker bezen hefker in an artificial sense, but that's what dayanim do. They're mafki dina, right? Let's say you say the other way. Let's say the main point in Tosis is that the dayanim are kamandalesa. Okay, well, that would explain, if the dayanim are kamandalesa, that there's no problem of motzah mechirah of raya. So what do we mean about the hefker bezen hefker? What's that about? Again, read the line again, Robbie.
The lake of the name of Hassan Ogim when the Hass is married, that based on Math PBA. The Bagabi Shalom, the Ikamiya Barasakolo is in the rest of the
world. So maybe the Math Bezin after Mine is a way of proving that they're Kamandalesa. Meaning, the opposite of what I just said. Not that, you know, really they're Ki'isa, but this is what Bezin does. Maybe this is a way of explaining that how can doesn't be mafkir mamon, essentially? The answer is because every bezin is a unit, and it's not based on rove, and that's also the basis of the. They're more than the sum of their parts, and that's also the basis of their power. Okay, so let's look and see what the Achronim said about this. What did the Shef Shmaitza say about it? Yaakov, you saw?
I don't remember.
What?
I don't remember.
Don't remember? Very fascinating thing. And the Kutsa Sveikas kind of quotes it as well. Chaim, you saw it? Ariel? Shua? No one saw the Shemaitza, Shef Shemaitza? The one I gave you. What?
Regarding this particular Tosfos. Regarding this particular Tosfos.
Yeah, I think so. Dalit Chesen Tess?
Rebbe gave us, I think, Zayin Bob Tess. Bob and Tess? Bob and Tess.
Right? Then Bob, Dalit. Dalit Chesen Tess. Right?
Shemaitza.
Dalit, Vav, and Tess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so okay. That's the same as Tess. Yeah. I gave the Kunsa Sveikos Vav, Zion. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so anybody see it or not? It's very, okay, again, I just want to spend so much time on it, so I want to get through these. But they're really interesting from both points of view. The Shef Shmaitza suggests that really, Enoch Bamanacharo, and then he says, and my brother, the Kuntzas Sveikos, right, they're all quoting each other here, so nice, right? So the Kuntzas Sveikos, he says, asks this amazing question. He says, what do you mean? Enoch HaMomen HaKarov, but in the Farshos Holchen HaKarov, what happened to Cheskas Iser, right? It's calls it a Kushya Atuma, I think, right? Here, Shitas Chalukos Hena Betosas. The Bedivrei Tosas Reish Perakam Aniach Mavur. Kedivrei Afilu Rov Maal Yinam Yisfilu Rishul Enoch Anu Amam Nacharov. Right, as opposed to the other Tosas. The Achia Rava Muflag Ramein Rava Yuda. Hik Sheicha Zinu Bad Pedin Lefashas Pasa Ruba Afilu Leisa Kaman Kamosha Echicho Rami Reish Perak Ben Sorer. My shnam imamon de nocham nacharov the misayle miut cheskas mamon de olim tuva lamelo neima kemedin in the pashos kivin the misayle chazaka de gufe vim gufo nidon liharega de ruba Mamona lekoshken hu kashatzuma. So what's his answer to all this? He invokes the Rambam again. You know, it's one of those things. The Ksos does this. You know, he really gets, you know, his, you know, gets excited about certain shitas and he runs with them, as we know. So he really, really likes all over his works. And you can understand anybody would like this. The question is, what does it mean, though? The Rambam in Perek Tazayin, Hilchos Sanhedrin, that we discussed last year several times, and we discussed again this year. Namely, the Rambam that says that Ha'isar or Rachelev can be Huchsak, Perek Tazayin Alachavav? Al Yidei Edechad. Right, the Rambam Shita is that if Edechad comes to court, anybody have the language of the Rambam?
Oh, is this the distinction between whether the Chazaka or the...
Before,
yeah.
Exactly. So go ahead, explain.
So you would say that if the Rove comes in before the Chazaka, then it can come in uncontested, and that's stronger than if you say that the Rove comes in to contest the freestanding Chazaka.
The question is, when do you get this information? Is the information prior... Are these factors prior to the case or only in the context of the case? So what he wants to say, the pshat in the Rambam, is that, if Eidechot comes and is koveya that a certain piece of meat is Kalev, right, no one ate it. Right, then the guy picks it up, you know, does make a bracha, he doesn't make a bracha, bracha Rishona, bracha Achrona, right, focus, Rambam and Ravid. So, and he eats it. So what's the Rambam Shita? That you're loke. Let's say he had eaten the stuff, and then the Eidechot kind of came in and said, oh, by the way, that was Chelev. Right? The answer is, you need Shnayim Eidim. Right? So, again, I use this often, my view in the Rambam, because also it's a steerers in the Rambam. So we discuss this again. The Shavya, the second to last topic that we did in June, was Shavya Nafshkadik and Yisura, and we were trying to square some stiras in the Rambam that, again, the Shashmaitza, they all weigh in on these things. Between Perek Aleph and Perek Chaf, Hilchos Yisura Biya. Perek Aleph, Hilchos Yisura Biya. Perek, what is it? Perek Aleph, Alach Chaf, I think. Perek Chaf, Hilchos Yisura Biya. And Perek Dazayin, Hilchos Sanhedrin. And then you have Hilchos Nazir. The Rambam all over the place. There seems to be stiras on this issue. Both with regard to, again, Eidechad, Chazakos, Roves. But the Ksos, you know, he had his view on this. So the Ksos' view is, whenever the information's in the system in advance, neutrally in advance, then we treat it as a fact. Again, I partially use this to illustrate my Kabbalah Seydus idea, meaning, you know, when you're in the middle of trying a capital case, or even a Dini Mamadis case, so obviously, then when the information comes in, you treat it differently. You treat it as evidence. But, you know, when the information comes to you in an Iser context, or just in a, you know, Mili Daoma context, like, oh, you know, there's a Rove that you shouldn't eat this. There's a Chazaka, you shouldn't eat this. There's an Eidechad, you shouldn't eat this. Right? So you don't treat it. The Kabbalah Seydus of that information is factual. It's uncontested. And number one, there's no latest asafik about it, I would say. Then number two is it's in the system. It's in the system of Betoras Iser Vahater as a fact. Now you're violating a fact. So he says that's the pshat in Dine Nefashos, Azina Basarov, and Dine Mamanis, Azina Basarov. Whenever a fact is in the system, in a like, you know, you know, Rov Nashim, Yoldos, Letisha, Tisha Yarchileda. By the very fact that it's in the, you know, Miodeas, you know, proves that it's pretty. Sayachad Miodea, you know, Tisha Miodea. So, obviously, it's pretty strong. So, the idea is that, you know, that Rove wasn't brought to our attention. You know, later, or we didn't think about it. It didn't come to our attention later, right? It's built in. It's a natural robe. It's built in. Oh, so that's what he said. That's his distinction. Amnamna niyastaiti nira debedine nefashos ubedine mamanis losin and kolal basaruba either. The dafkal pishnai made him yakum davar velo rove velo chazaka. It's a very radical view. Behind the soklin ala chazakos, like b'no karuch acharei, etc. Near the few mashakos of a Rambam, the tzarek shneidim the malchus ala bishas maisa, aval iser ba'atzom bein echad huchzak. Aval achar maisa lo mahani chazakos li sokel al yado. Daha ein echad mashem b'divar Rambam is adif mi chazaka, mashem b'divarav, perik tesuchus nazirus, dein echad keneged chazaka, works. Kivin Eidechad Eina Kam L'Chalavon L'Kolkatas Hu Adin Chazaka Eina Kam L'Chalavon L'Kolkatas El Da Yisr Hukba Yidei Eidechad V'Gama Yidei Chazaka In Kain Kivin De Kvar Hukba Ha'Yisr Mimela Kishu Hisru Bo Acher Kach Soklin Al Yado. So at one point, that's what he says in Perek Tes as well, Fima Shabiyarno Dina Nefashas Dina Mamanas Shavin Heichna Mahani Rova Dina Mamanas Kamo B'Dayanim Hu Be'edim Shato B'Bur D'Yarcha Mahani Gam Kein B'Dina Nefashas So that is his view. The Kuntz HaSfekas makes a note of this as well. If I can find it. Second. That's the Kuntz HaSfekas has it here as well. You have it? Where is it? Please? Go ahead, read. Oh, okay. Okay, I'm trying to find it. I don't want to take the time. But he also has this idea that he talks about. So at one point, they suggest that maybe that's also pshat in Tosas about Eidus and Dayanus. Meaning, the Dayanim are paskening, but they're really paskening not based on Rove, but based on their interpretation of the facts as established by the Eidim. But since Rove Dayanim are Makabel, the Eidim, right? So that's like the, and the Eidim are you know, so basically that's the Vadai. What's that?
It's at the end of both spades and Kalama.
Yeah, go ahead.
What's the Ramah?
Yeah.
Shumalachi will have a kasha, Lalu, Alam, Ruba, the Injito, the Guru, the Arfak, Hassam, Loba, Haru, Kodim, and myself. Loba, Haru, Kodim, and myself, but people like Azin and Basso, Bidin, no questions.
Which, what are you reading from? The Kuntz HaSfekas?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's at the end of base?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He says that it's not the case in Yibur Diyar, but he says that in these cases, it's already Kvar Hoksara Isra.
Yeah. It says also by Edim.
I think so. I think that's before the Rambam.
That's the pshat. Okay. So that is a very fascinating, that's the Shev Shmaitza. Again, an interesting expansion of Shitas HaRambam. Okay. The Kuntz HaSfekas himself, suggests another possibility, and that is that really we're Mechalek. I mean, to emphasize the second point, namely the Hefker Bezen Hefker, you have that line? Hefker Bezen Hefker, and therefore there's no Motzim Mekaver Levaraya. That's it. This klal only applies to Mamonis, not to Nefashos, because of Cheskas Mamon. And Cheskas Mamon is Paka in the case of Bezden. Bezden never has a factor of Cheskas Mamon. Right? Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Every time the Shmuel, the Enoch, the Racharok, we should be some of me Uta, the Cheskas, Mamon, the Havi, the Pal, the Kada. But your Tosis, the Gabi, the Yanam, the Shaykh, the Mar, Okma, the Cheskas, Mare, they are based in Mafkin Yet. Come on, the Kog, based in Alam, the Fuke, the Cheskas, Mare. There shall see no Bisfake, which is Sfake of the Trey, the Trey, the Man, the Amr, Sfake of the Raisa.
Okay. Oh, so this is very important for the Kutosfake. This is the second a second answer, in other words, that where the emphasis is on the second part, the Hefkabez and Hefkapart. So what Nafkamina, remember that the Kunsha Sveikas is also interested in comparing Dayanim and Kimle. Let's say I have a Machlokas, a Poskim, when do you say that you go Basarov? Right? Even to Motzi Mamo. And when on the contrary, maybe sometimes you could say, Kimli, I'm not going to pay. I paskin like Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. In a case, let's say, where he's the miyut. Okay. Can you say that or not? Motzim Chaver, Levaraya. Oh. So the Kunsha Sveika says, if the basis of Tosis in and Tosis in Bava Kama is what? Jonathan. If it's based on the idea that Bezin, Hefker, Bezin, Hefker, and therefore Motzim Chaver Levaraya is not smoke Cheskas Mamun Lemiuta, the intro Le Ruba, because you don't have that because it's their mafkimo. He's emphasizing the seifa, right? If you take that shot, then that applies to Kim Lee or not? So by Desdin, you can't say, oh, there's a Das Yachid. But can you say that by Talmid Chachamim, by Poskim? You could say what? You could say Motzim Chaver Levaraya. Yeah, meaning when the machlokas a poskim, that has nothing to do with Hefker Bezin Hefker. They don't have any koach in Hefker Bezin Hefker, right? So applying Kimli, you know, Keshitas Yachid of the poskim to say Motzim Chaver Levaraya, assuming that it's a legitimate Kimli, that's the latest Asafek. Right, that gets to the question we still have to discuss, which we'll discuss certainly, which is, again, how idiosyncratic can a Kimli be? Right? That's an Elevelo issue. Yeah. Ellie had a question? Oh, okay. So that's the Kuntus Sveikos' suggestion. What about the Tumim? I should add, but of course, if you held like the Chef Shmaitza answer, then there's no difference between, it's not really a din in Hefker Bezin at all, right? It's just a din of when the Rove or Chazaka comes to play. There's really no difference between Dayanim and Poskim, in theory. You have to look at each case. Okay. What about the Tumim? Yeah,
that's
Avram?
The
yeah.
So you have, someone says that, like, near Poskim as opposed to the majority of Poskim, but someone can say that.
So what's his view? How does he explain Tosas? No, the Tumim. We'll get to the Grach in a minute, though. How does a Tumim explain Tosis? Tosis in Bava Kama. What's a Chiluk? No, in Achanam, he's also talking about the question of Kibbling. Right? Keachim and Aposkim. Chaim? Shlomo? What's the idea? What's the Yisod? Very important. Yakir? No one saw the Reb Chaim and they. Not the Reb Chaim yet? What?
The Tumim.
Tumim is a very important chiluk.
He says they're not all there together.
No. I don't think that's what he says.
Okay.
Nobody thought so? The what Reb Chaim quotes from the Tumim? Is there a stira between the rov and the miyut? There are two types of rov and miyuts, right? There are rov and miyuts in which there's a stira between the two, meaning they're mutually exclusive, and there's a rov and a miyut where they are different populations. Like, right? Rov, misyaldos betisha. Right, then there's a miut, at seven or whatever. And they're not mutually exclusive. But in the context of a bezdin, right, either he's zakai or he's potter. either he did the crime and didn't do the crime, or either the law is that he should get the following punishment or not. So that's mutually exclusive. The miut is not a separate factor in the row. Now this is a distinction that Rishonim make in a slightly different way, right? When they talk about, you know, ruba v'chazaka, and when you say smoch miuta l'chazaka, the itra l'ruba, the ra'ah, the ritva, in the end of kedushin da'pei, you know, and in yavamis, you know, rov k'tanim betapchim be'isa, you know, and you know, the gemaras, you know, be'ir be'sada, you know, the gemaras in the end of kedushin. Rov nashim again, misyaldos. Miut mapilos. So Rishonim make this distinction, particularly the Ritva, between a miut, which is a stira to the rov, or a miut, which is a subset of the rov, or a different population. Again, there's even a difference between that. I mean, there's rov misabra, most rov mialdos betesha, and miut mialdos lifnei tesha, right? That's one kind of a, you know, coexisting rov and miut. But there's, you know, even more coexistences, rov, you know, a misabros, and miut, rov misabros, and miut mapilos, if that's relevant. Anyways, the idea of the Tumim, so according to the Tumim, what's the story with Rov Poskim? Same or different than Dayanim? Danny? What? What do you think? He's explaining the Pshat Ki'ikalesa. First of all, is it logical or not? I say, other Rishonim also have this skillet. But they say more by smoch miyuta lechazaka. Rishonim say the muchrach or not, or would you say the opposite, or can you understand this and its opposite, or can you not understand it at all? The other time,
whether or not it's possible that,
I mean, it doesn't matter. Should it matter whether or not the miyut is mutually exclusive with the rov or not?
If you're saying that the miyut is Kamandalesa.
That's what he's trying to explain. He's trying to explain why is Dayanim, is it miut Kamandalesa?
Then
the answer is
to be mevatel something to be a clash in general. So if you don't have a clash,
meaning that it's very logical and it's also open to argument, right? What you might say is these are mutually exclusive. Only one, you know, can survive. It's a struggle, you know, for existence. You cannot acknowledge Zakai and Chayiv at the same time. Right? And therefore, you're going to get one of two. Either the Chayiv is going to eat into the Zakai, or vice versa, and it's going to be a weaker Rove as a result. Because other Roves exist, or are acknowledged, you know, even by their Miyut. That would be the opposite argument. But you can certainly understand this direction too, because what we're really saying is, you know, you have to decide with the rov or the miut here, because there's no choice. And as Yonatan correctly said, the clash is greater, and therefore the capacity, right, to fully apply rov is greater. Right? It's, you know, adav or v'hafcho. You can't live with both. Got to choose. Kamandalesa. But of course, that should apply. Not only in Dayanim, that applies equally to Poskim. Right? Okay. So then you'd say, unlike the view of the Kuntz HaSvekos, right, who says the special din in Bezdin, Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker, which eliminates Motzim Perel of Araya, that doesn't apply to Poskim, that only applies to Dayanim. Okay. What about the Maram ibn Khabib, also quoted by the Kodesh HaSvekos? With this, we'll conclude for today, and then we'll continue with Chaim tomorrow. What does he say? Anybody? Close to Reb Chaim, but not yet the cigar. What? What did he say? How come no one saw these? Got so many days, no? You saw it? Okay, so look at the Maram Ibn Khabib quoted in the Kuntzas Veikos for tomorrow.
Where in the Kuntzas Veikos?
Just
Vav Beis?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I didn't give you Vav Beis. I only gave Vav Zayin, or I thought I gave Vav Beis and Zayin. Okay, if it is up to that, then it's my fault. But the Tumim for sure is okay, the Maram Ibn Khabib. The Maram Ibn Khabib, should look at, and Reb Chaim, and we'll discuss that and the continuations of the question of Kavua, the Rokeach, the Mordechai, all that tomorrow.